Nikki Bush joins me on the line. She's creative parenting expert. And Nikki, good morning to you. I'm sorry, I'm getting my times wrong. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Good morning, Aubrey, and I'm coming to you from Durban this morning.
Wow, excellent. You are going to talk to us about family rituals and why they are important to our children's lives. And I suppose that's quite apt as we celebrate Heritage Weekend.
Yes, Aubrey, I thought this was a perfect topic to discuss this morning.
Yep.
Because Heritage Day, although it is obviously about South African heritage, being a public holiday, also reminds me of the fact that we do certain things in our homes and families that become rituals in our family life. And rituals are things we do over and over again. It's kind of how we do things around here, and it can be part of our unique family thumbprint or footprint, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, for adults, it might be your morning cup of coffee. That's a ritual for you.
Indeed, yeah.
Symbolizing a beginning. But for families, it might be things like celebrating birthdays. How do we do that? In every family, it's done slightly differently. What do we do on high days and holidays? And regardless of what rituals we do, they become an integral part of our family life, part of our kind of family brand, our heritage. And many of these rituals, when you think of things like how people celebrate Christmas or bar mitzvahs or baby naming ceremonies, things like that, they become ways of doing things that their kids might do again with their own children.
Yes.
In another generation.
Yes.
And so I think it's very important that we look at things, and I think many families do things that they don't even consider are actually rituals, from daily rituals to weekly rituals to family birthdays or holidays. You know, we had a ritual when my kids were little.
Mm.
The first day of, the journey down to the coast, at the first stop, whether it was lunch or whether it was breakfast,
yes,
my husband and the boys, the drink they ordered would be a cream soda.
Yeah.
I mean, it was always a cream soda.
Yes.
And it was the only day of the year when they all ordered a cream soda. And it was part of what we did, you know.
Why is it so important? I get it. I mean, one of the things we do in my family with my kids is who gets the drumstick, if we're going to go and, you know, buy
the wishbone.
Absolutely.
And,
it's a thing. But and I recognize it as you speak about it, Nikki. But why is it so important? Why? I think you're onto something here. Why is it so important?
Well, really what we're doing is we're creating shared memories.
Yes.
We are bonding as members of a family. It's kind of like an inner secret, you know what I mean? It's what we do. Maybe nobody else does it. It's creating an emotional anchor for the family beliefs and the value system. It's kind of a togetherness exercise.
Yes.
And in some instances, it's helping children to create a sense of identity, a moral compass, and think about rites of passage. Because
indeed,
some of those things... I was mentioning christenings, blessings for babies, bar mitzvahs, dropping the dummy even. Some people have rituals around how they get rid of the dummy when the child is two or three.
The evening prayers as the children go to sleep, when there is a wedding, malobolo, things like that,
weddings and funerals.
Yes.
So how do we mark the death of somebody? How do we celebrate their life? And as I said, everybody does it uniquely. So when my granny died, and she was like 94, and she had all these great-grandchildren who adored her,
wow,
we had a dinner under the stars in the garden, but under the stars.
Yes.
Preceding that, my mum had planted a beautiful rose in the garden with the grandchildren, and some of the ashes went into the hole with the rose. Then the children around this rose were given pebbles, and they wrote Great Granny in pebbles.
Wow.
And then we had letting go of balloons into the sunset, you know, helium balloons.
Yeah.
And helium balloons are actually a wonderful concrete symbolic gesture that children really can attach themselves to when there has been loss.
I'd like to invite calls on that particular subject. 011-883-0702. If you can give us a call, what are some of those unique, quirky even, family rituals that are just uniquely yours? Just funny little things that you do as a family that just concretize your sense of family. Give me a call. 011-883-0702. Nikki Bush is my guest. We're talking about family rituals and how they really foster a sense of identity. Hey, Nikki.
Absolutely, but more than even identity, part of family ritual is to create structure.
Yeah.
So there's like a framework. They are part of the framework of the family. So if we were talking daily rituals,
yep.
How about how do we eat? Do we eat around a dinner table, the kitchen table, or do we sit and watch TV while we eat dinner? Now, that creates a certain way of being with each other.
Yes.
The bedtime rituals, like you were saying, reading stories to your children at bedtime. But more than that, there are other things that go with the bedtime ritual. So it might be tickling a child's face or tickling their back, or each child has something different. It might be saying kissing every teddy bear on the bed goodnight.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know, and I found as a mum when my children were really young that there were very particular songs that I sang at bedtime.
Yeah.
And when my nieces and nephews came to sleep over, they loved the songs that I sang. But when my children went to my sister's house, they got different songs because we all have our different rituals.
There was a ritual back in the day when I was a little one, you know, where the grannies used to, you know, get us all, you know, we lived with our cousins and our sisters and everybody would live together. And our grandparents used to tell us stories, you know, and it was folklore. Now that you talk about it, I'm just getting all sorts of goose flesh remembering all that stuff. And you're right, Nikki. It is so powerful in forming the kind of person you are. And I suppose it's got all sorts of things to do with your confidence as you grow older and so forth. That's why I'm really wanting to hear from our listeners what sort of family rituals they have. I'm so sorry, Nikki. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, so I'd also love to hear from our listeners as well.
Yeah.
So let's look at weekly rituals.
Yeah.
Some families have a particular night of the week when they have takeaways.
Yeah.
And some families have games evenings, like on a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah.
And some families, and here's a very big traditional one, is roast on Sundays.
Hmm.
And I was chatting to a friend recently whose children are both at university now and are living away from home.
Yeah.
And what do the children miss most every week?
Roast on Sundays.
Because they miss the roast on Sunday. And when they come home, one of the most important things is to have family roast on Sundays.
Or the seven color lunch. Where I come from, we have the seven color lunch, you know, when people come from church. And then it'll be that whole lazy Sunday. People will be sitting around just, and that in itself is a big, big ritual. Just lazing about on a Sunday afternoon when people come and just, I don't know, watch a movie or whatever the case may be. Big, 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 ritual there. Hey, Nikki.
Absolutely. And then there's also what people do on the way home from church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some families I know always stop off and buy an ice cream after church, or they go out for lunch after church, or they buy slap chips on the way home from church.
Yes.
So there's this little bonding ritual and this expectation of what's going to happen next that we're all involved with.
Listen, Nikki, this is wonderful. I mean, it's such a beautiful thought that you've come up with, especially at this time. You were talking about some toys last week when you were talking with Pimelo, but you guys ran out of time, so you couldn't really get onto that subject. Do you want to quickly touch on it?
Absolutely. So, you know, for me, playing with your children and bonding with your children through play becomes part of your family ritual. So you're either a family who plays or you're a family that doesn't.
Yeah.
And something that we do as a ritual when we go out to restaurants, especially because you know you're going to wait a long time in a restaurant for food.
Yeah.
And when you've got children, you need to keep them occupied and you need to keep them distracted from the things they shouldn't be doing in a public space.
Yeah.
So why not pack a game to take along with you? And right now, in all the toy stores, you go into a Toy Kingdom, a Toys R Us, any of the small stores, there are big display units of Top Trump cards. I don't know if you remember Top Trump cards.
No.
When you would, it's a comparison game where in the old days you could get cars and you could get airplanes and you would compare the CCs of the motor and you know the size of it and how many kilometers it could go, that sort of thing. But today, if you go and look at these display units, there are dozens and dozens of different kinds of cards, and they slip into your handbag or your back pocket, so they're easy to take with you when you go out.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple sitting in front of me right now. Top Trump's bugs. So you can compare like a wolf, spider, and a scorpion, and you're looking at lifespan, rarity, mobility, the gross out factor, the danger factor, and comparing which is the most dangerous one, for example. You can get cats, dogs. Another one I've got here, creatures of the deep. So I've got a manatee card versus a basking shark.
Yeah,
You know, we're looking at size and how under threat are they?
Mm-hmm.
So you could compare that. And so you win your cards based on the scores on each card.
Nikki?
Yes.
You and I have run out of time, but you know what? I want to tell you, this ritual conversation has been absolutely beautiful. I want to thank you very much for your time, Nikki Bush, creative parenting expert. Thank you very much for talking to us all the way from Durban.
Great pleasure.
All right.